This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hey, check this out. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Stand Together Initiative at Civic Center Plaza. This is a big deal. This is this Saturday, April 17th, 12 to 2 p.m. The SF Human Rights Commission and Stand Together SF Initiative at Civic Center Plaza. It's a unity event to launch a citywide campaign for solidarity. All the information's at standtogethersf.org. Tomorrow, during the 7:30 news break, we're going to be talking to Lisa Nguyen.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Lisa Nguyen? Nguyen.
Nguyen, yeah.
Nguyen. Nguyen.
Nguyen.
Nguyen.
That's my sister, actually. But
is it your sister?
It's funny because
your sister Lisa's going to be on.
She's putting
show
together this huge event, and I'm like, you didn't think about letting me know so that we can, you know, give it some, you know, some love and
we're
some,
a San Francisco
publicity.
Radio station, Lisa.
And this is a big deal. So she's going to join for a minute tomorrow just to share the information.
Listen to Lisa's title, Vinny. The Director of Strategic Partnerships for the Human Rights Commission? What?
I have no idea what that means.
It's amazing. Whatever. No one knows.
Does
it's
Lisa like, know everything about your family? Because we could tell her things like Dong was born in the dirt. I mean, there's so many stories.
And you
stories
all slept together
have
in the same bed?
She probably knows more about it than you do, I'm sure.
Oh, you think
I
so?
Doubt it.
Well,
I doubt
maybe
it.
We need to take a test tomorrow and find out who knows your family better.
You know, I wanted this
great
to be
idea
like a kind of an educational bit so we can inform our listeners.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, it'll be that too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, this is our opportunity to talk to your sister.
I'm going to have to cut her off.
No, you're not.
She have her share
you
the
thought
information.
That was just going to be clean and well, easy, didn't you?
Yeah, so did Lisa, I'm sure.
Nice try, Brynn.
Tell her
come
to be
on
very nervous.
This will be fun. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Anyway, she is putting together this Stand Together SF campaign for the Solidarity launch. This is it's a big deal. Like, mm-hmm, the Asian American violence is reaching a critical mass. It's ridiculous. So if you want to be a supporter, be an ally, and you want to participate in this, all the info can be found at standtogethersf.org. And we're going to meet Brynn's sister, Lisa Nguyen.
Mm-hmm.
Was that better?
Nguyen.
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 Yeah, we used to pronounce it Nguyen, but I now know that's not the right way.
Well,
but
here it is, though. It's also not just Nguyen. It's we listened to like four different pronunciations of it this morning. Like Brynn had to go look for pronunciations
well, she
of his own name.
Me, I know it's Nguyen, but
Nguyen,
Nguyen,
Nguyen. But it has.
I grew
the
up with a bunch of Nguyens though, so it absolutely
yeah,
was.
Yeah, well, I knew a lot of. I knew
I
a lot of Wins. It's funny because where I grew up, they called themselves Nguyen. They called themselves Nguyen.
The Wins.
But Brynn doesn't say. What do you say if you're introducing yourself to someone? Just and it rolls off your mouth. What
I
do
you say Nguyen. Yeah,
Nguyen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, Nguyen, Lisa Nguyen, will be on tomorrow. Oh my God, right. I can't wait. Can't wait.
It's exciting.
I can't either.
I'm nervous now. Why?
Is she your older sister or younger?
She's my younger sister. She's the lawyer girl.
She's smarty pants.
You think she smarty was super pants disappointed when you knocked that lady up? You know, the first what one.
The one that you have a 21-year-old with?
Well, disappointed.
I don't know. Like,
was
you
she
know,
like,
you're
oh,
16
Brynn
and you're already pregnant? What are you doing?
I never got her thoughts on that.
You never yeah, got. Well, we will get know her thoughts tomorrow. That'll be fun.
Let's not. Let's not. Let's talk about the solidarity stand.
Oh, we will.
Thing.
Oh, we'll
absolutely
talk about that too. No, don't you worry.
You guys are ridiculous.
We know. Thank you for noticing, though.
Oh,
very exciting.
Cancel that appointment.
Did she love any of your friends when you were growing up? Did you have any buddies that she was like, not, oh my God.
There's no comment on that.
Do you guys
that.
Want me to write questions down for her?
Yeah, write
yeah,
this one
definitely
down.
Write some
Which
questions
Which one of
down.
Bryn's friends did she crush on not, when they were kids?
Okay.
Does she remember sleeping in the family bed? Because she's okay. the youngest sister. She's
I
the
barely
youngest
sister. I'm typing this
yeah,
up right
was,
now.
Yeah,
that was a very long up. Time ago. So I can, you know, that was a long time ago. I don't think she remembers that.
Write this one down. What about Bryn disappoints you most?
Okay.
Yeah. what about Bryn disappoints the whole family most? Two
Listen,
separate
we're
questions.
Giving her, we're giving
two
her,
separate questions.
We're giving her 2.5 to 3 minutes.
No. Oh,
so,
no. Oh,
you know,
yes.
Make sure you guys,
You're
make sure
hilarious.
You guys get all the information
Is
in.
Is Bryn the funniest one in the family?
Okay.
Make sure you get all the information
down.
On.
Yeah. Got that
That's
down.
The most important part. Let's
Who do you like better? Dong or Bryn?
Who do you like better?
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
Nicole, don't worry about those questions. We're not going to have any time for that.
Oh, we're
well,
going to have...
Just in case. You never
yeah,
know.
Just in case.
We're
just
sister's going
to
be on.
Just in case Sarah and Vinny ran out of things to talk about. I yeah. see. Yeah, yep. okay.
I think it stumbled, you know.
Oh, that was pretty funny, Bryn. Good job.
That was, yeah, that was a really good one. You're hilarious.
I got what
this
you
should
did
be,
there.
This should be
good
fun
one.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Trash time.
Yeah. I bet you if I did a quiz right now, no one would. It has become all about Lisa and less about. Hold on, let me find it. the Stand Together initiative at Civic Center Plaza.
I like Great. The other way it was worded. I don't think that's the best marketing. Unity, what is it called? Unity what?
Hold on, let me find it. It's the, let's see, the SF Human Rights Commission Stand Together SF initiative at the Civic Center Plaza for a unity event to launch a citywide campaign for solidarity.
Oh, it's a lot.
That's the title.
That is a lot.
They need to really work on their
streamline
marketing
that.
Strategy. Yeah. Well, let's
stand
see.
Together is
does
plenty.
Does she want some help streamlining? Their
oh,
message?
Okay. Yeah, we'll ask her that too. Yeah.
Right. You're really good at stuff like that.
I'm a marketing genius. Come on.
Also, she needs a shorter title: the Director of Strategic Partnerships for
oh,
the Human
God.
Rights Commission.
You know, write them and talk to them about that. Then?
Yeah, we'll fix that too.
Yeah, we'll fix it all. No, we're gonna fix her right up. She's going to be really glad she came on the show. Guaranteed. Okay. We're now on to something else. Congratulations, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak as Silk Sonic. They are the number one song in the country at this moment. Leave the door open. I'ma leave the door open. Hoping. So good. Plus... In the top 10, Olivia Rodrigo's Deja Vu debuts at number 8. So she had a song that shot to number 1, and her second song is a number 8 hit, which is just great. The Malibu strawberry ice cream, one spoon for two, and trading jackets, laughing about how small it looks on you. Pretty voice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
She has announced a debut album. Some people never put out albums anymore. They just keep dropping songs. Olivia Rodrigo is going to have her first album. It's called Sour, and it'll be out on May 21st.
That's a great title because she is so sour about everything. This is her being sour about, you know,
she's
this
the,
dude's new girlfriend. And
she's sweet and sour all at the same time. I didn't know that she was on High School Musical, the musical, the series. High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Oh, so this, she didn't just come out of nowhere and
Turns
drop
out.
A number one
it's
hit.
It's a Disney
okay,
Plus
you know what?
Show.
Say that again?
It's a Disney Plus show. It's like one of their first shows, like when the streaming service first came out.
Started.
It was that.
Okay, but she had... a platform when she launched that first song.
Yeah,
therefore.
She wasn't a complete unknown.
Yeah, Driver's
right.
License is about
I didn't realize
co-star that.
That
she dated on the show.
Oh, so if I go back
right.
and watch it, I'll be able to see her and the chemist, the sparks flying between
oh,
her
and screen.
Co-star.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Did you know?
I didn't.
That Bryn told me yesterday, the thing where she says, you know I still love you, babe. Mm-hmm. It's I still effing love.
Yeah.
Oh, the original, real, yeah. not radio yeah. version has a right. cuss
and
word.
And this Deja Vu song has some cuss words in it, too.
She's sour.
No, I didn't know that.
How old is she?
Ah,
let's find that out.
Young.
It's 11. Oh, 18. She's way too young to be using this. That's a sailor's mouth. My goodness. My debut album, Sour, out May 21st. Ah, she wrote it on her social mediums. Anyway, there you go. I could read you the track list, but it's meaningless without the names, without the knowing the songs. So if you love Olivia Rodrigo, oh, is that the boy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's well shut of him. Is the girl on the left the one who got him?
The blonde girl, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Is she also a star on High School Musical, the musical of the series?
No, she, I think she did some stuff for Disney Channel. I don't really know her. Her name's Sabrina Carpenter, but she does.
Yeah, she's, I mean, come on, look at the, she's a singer. Those too. Eyebrows need to be shaved off and redrawn.
No, they don't.
Yes,
she's
they do.
Fine. She's
I don't like
girl.
Her. I'm on Team Olivia. Team Olivia
Whatever.
All the way.
People click with who they click with.
And this guy.
Yeah.
What a tool.
Yeah. Although, you know, he looks like a young Justin Timberlake. Like
he looks fine.
Get...
There's nothing wrong with that guy.
Yeah, there is. He broke up with the girl in the middle for the girl on the left with the eyebrows. Come on.
I mean, a,
Jesus.
A sport coat with vertical stripes is a no, but whatever.
Yeah, the fashion is not good,
whatever
my
that thing
friend.
Is.
Whatever this, your name is, fading into obscurity as we speak behind Olivia Rodrigo.
The second season is coming out for High School Musical, the musical, the series on Disney Plus.
And are they both still
are
on
they
it?
Are they both still on it?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're boyfriend and girlfriend in the show.
In the show.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Intense.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know she was a... She. I thought she just came out of nowhere. Some YouTube new superstar. But turns
so
out
So he
no.
broke up with her and they're still on the show working together daily, huh?
Yep.
Do you think That's they filmed tough. It before he
oh,
broke
yeah.
up with her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I give him credit, film? Though. That's, you know, rather than stay together because it's uncomfortable to break up, he cut her loose, let her know. I'm not into it.
For, you know, less hot chick. Smart.
But she'll just keep driving past his house. So,
yep. Because she's still up in love, babe.
We all have to go through that feeling to know it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and when you're young, everything, it's the first time you go through those
Even
things,
when so you're older, it hurts. It sucks.
It hurts, but you're used to it. You're like, oh, I've been crushed before.
Let me tell you something. I was the one that broke up with this girl that I really did love, but I had to move. I was going to be moving to LA. I broke up with her because I wasn't bringing her with me. I thought I'm making an adult decision. We broke up. Then the job fell through. And when I saw her, like, I don't know, a month later or whatever, and she's like, what are you doing here? I'm all, well, you know, I didn't go. And she was like, so we talked later after that. And I was like, you know, doesn't it, this sucks. It hurts so much. And she was like, no, I don't even think about it. And I was like, oh.
Well, the thing is, it's the way you go about things. Like, you tell her, well, I've got a job in LA. I'm going to go do it. She said, I can't believe it. We're moving to LA. And you go, no, you're not. What is this waste crap?
I didn't that make is- that face.
Yes,
I
you
didn't
did.
Do
you know,
that
I, way- you know you did. You broke no. it hard. You said, no, I'm going to L.A. You're staying here,
no,
old
it's just,
news.
I'm no. Oh, my God. You are making
like,
that up. That is not how it happened.
Old news?
You freaking no, has-been?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
no
now
way,
Prince
man.
Jumping in on this.
Yeah,
great.
I used to love you. Then I got a job in L.A. Bye.
No, that's not the way
Why'd you
it
write
went?
Me a letter my, for me to tear up? My fingers need something
is,
to do.
Girls know how to make it hurt. She did. She was like, I don't even think about it. I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, which means she does. The fact that she was even talking to you, please.
Whatever.
You could probably still get that girl back today if you tried.
I probably could not.
You
also,
just don't want to
I am
put
married
the
with two kids.
That
There's
is
a
true.
Whole thing going
That's
on
true.
Up here.
That's true. Yeah, I forgot about that part.
Right.
Surprise, guys. There's a new song. Surprise. I know. Dave Grohl and Mick Jagger teamed up.
Cool.
They've got a surprise song about COVID, about the lockdown, about what we've all been going through and what we're sick of doing, about anti-vaxxers. It's got everything. It's a terrible song, and here it is on Alice.
Oh, it's terrible?
Yeah, it's all right. It's fine. This part's
it's Grohl on the guitar. Buster and my bricks,
sniffing up our lips. Yeah. Yeah.
Applause, yeah. No more travel.
hate that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh!
Yeah. It's I'm reading along with the lyrics. It's like,
I don't want to hear the lyrics.
But what fun, you know? Grohl and Jagger, why the hell not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to watch the video, too. It's frenetic. All the lyrics are on there, too, so you can read along with it.
I'm sure Grohl loved it because that is music
royalty
right there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, both of them are, but come on.
I got a song with Jagger.
Mick Jagger? Yeah. Come on.
Right. Sure. How old is Mick Jagger now?
77, I bet.
Oh, I'll say 72.
Anybody?
Well, they're going to look it up. The research department's on.
Nobody moved.
She didn't move at all. I'm like, Nicole's not even going to try. She's 77. He's 77.
Right.
Is that what I guessed?
On the button. Didn't you just say 77?
Another
Can
5 bucks.
You freaking believe this dude is pushing 80 years old.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He looks great. He looks absolutely great. He says he got fat in the COVID. No. He's still... If he got fat, he actually got some much needed flesh on his bones.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's always been a stick figure. That face, you know?
Yeah, that's good. That's what you want to look like.
Well, when you're a rock star, sure.
Right.
Yeah. He does still look like a rock star. Some of these aging rock stars, they're pulling it off. I actually think Steven Tyler still looks kind of great. Great grandma look, you know?
Great grandma.
He looks good. The Stones look pretty good, you know? Rock and roll. If you can outlive it. It's a lifestyle.
You know, I don't know when we're going to get it, but I have a feeling we have, when it's possible, the best concert year of our lives coming because all these bands are locked and loaded and ready to get out there.
We're going to have sure the itch is real.
It could be 2, 3, 5 shows a week if you're young. And, you know, for me, once a month. But I'll pick the, you know, cherry pick the good ones.
Absolutely.
But I'm looking forward to that. That'll be incredible.
It's coming. It's coming your way. There's a lot of stuff already on the schedule. So, a very exciting time. And I will leave you with this one more. Netflix has bought Kanye West's docuseries, 21 Years in the Making. For $30 million. Somebody who's been following Kanye around for the last 21 years of his life just got a $30 million payday.
Wow.
This is since before the birth of Yeezy, they're saying here. Netflix has paid $30 million for a documentary about Kanye West. It's the work of Clarence Cootie Simmons and Cheeky Oza, also known as Cootie and Cheeky. Sure, I'm totally screwing their names up. They worked with him. He's now 43, Kanye West is. They worked with him early in his career. They directed two of his first music videos. So I guess that's where it started. They were there. They were filming, and they started gathering this material. They have been documenting the billionaire rapper's life for over 20 years, and they just got $30 million to put the thing together and put it on Netflix. So... there you go. You can't know if a guy that you started following 21 years ago is going to become the guy that Kanye has become. An incredibly interesting, if nothing else, figure. He's interesting. What's going on with that guy? And I don't know what parts of his life they've been involved in. I'm sure that they could talk to the Keeping Up with the Kardashian people, get some of that footage. Splice that right on in. But that's something to look forward to coming up on Netflix if you're a Kanye West fan or you're just fascinated by him. Netflix pays $30 million for their work on this documentary. And that's it. That's all I got time for. What's coming up, Vincent?
STDs have reached an all-time high for the 6th consecutive year. Think about that. All-time high. That means the 70s, there was less disease. What?
It's incredible.
Wasn't that the free love? Weren't people humping everybody in the 70s?
Hard to fathom, Vin.
And yet, Tinder.
Helping us all get our disease quote.
Got
winning,
it.
Duh.
And more
97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.